I know that the power of prayer is immeasurable. There is absolutely nothing that can't be accomplished with prayer. Prayer is the key. Faith unlocks every door. We're standing upon the principle of prayer. Pray. The Bible says, pray, pray, pray without ceasing. This is the word of the Lord unto us. And so we are continuously praying and believing God. I want to encourage you that if you are going through life's variables and if you have hit a rough pocket in your life, dealing with life itself, I want you to know that there is strength for you in the midst of all that is going on right now. There is strength for you. I'm encouraged. I want you to be encouraged, and I want you to buckle in now and let's hear impartation as we prepare for what God wants to do in our lives. I know that we're coming in the middle of July, but I was listening earlier today, just in a time of meditation, just a brief moment of meditation that I had early, and I was listening just to the voice of the Lord. And I began to hear the Lord say these words to me: see beyond the moment. I want you to get that into your spirit. I want to share with you the download of heaven for my life. I want to share it with you and let it be a download for your life. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, see beyond the moment. See beyond the moment. This is the hour where moments can be very deceptive to one with faith, to one who is holding on to the promise of God or the prophetic word, or they've heard the prophetic utterance of God, or God has put a confirmation in your spirit for certain things. And a lot of the times, the current moment can look as a contradiction to what you've heard in your spirit. This just doesn't resemble or reflect what God has been speaking to me or what I've been feeling. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been in a place where you were so on fire because you heard God speak, you knew it was the voice of the Lord, you were encouraged, and right away you were looking to see in immediacy the manifestation of the word of the Lord? But it looked like you went from hearing God straight into a season of delay. Oh, well, that is something that is very normal when you are hearing the voice of the Lord. It is not always that manifestation comes in the immediacy of life. Sometimes you are put in a process that feels like delay and detour. And so, in those processes, sometimes you can be discouraged and lose heart. Sometimes your faith can seem to dim, and it can feel as though you may have misheard when you heard the word of the Lord, or the prophetic may have been misspoken or mishandled as it pertains to your life. And I want to encourage you today that faith is what is required in order for you and I to see beyond the moment. Life's variables, life's crisis, life's chaotic moments, life's vicissitudes, those long and dark hallways, those uncertain and unseeming moments, those moments are only there to distract. Those moments are only there to break. To break you, to break your concentration, and to break your focus, to even break you in your faith. But I want to share with you that it is important that when you feel as though your back has been placed up against the wall and you are out of options and out of time, that resources have dried up and that all kinds of support seems to be slim to none, it is important for you to see beyond the moment. I want to encourage you to strengthen your faith. When I heard the word of the Lord come to me today in that brief moment of meditation, I immediately began to pray. Lord, strengthen my faith. Strengthen my faith. Because my natural eyesight, my natural senses wanted to kick in. My natural responses, my natural thought patterns wanted to kick in. I wanted to start getting discouraged when I started looking at timelines. But I had to remember that as a person of faith, I must walk by faith and not by sight. And I think oftentimes we fail to affirm ourselves into moments and into spaces of encouragement. You've got to learn how to build yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, speaking words of affirmation to yourself, fortifying yourself, strengthening yourself, and bringing yourself back from the place of brokenness, from the place of discouragement, from the place of disappointment. Those places are natural and they will often find you. They will often catch you, especially in your vulnerable moments. But that's when your faith has got to kick in with a resounding and loud voice, and you have got to bring yourself back into a point of seeing beyond the moment. What am I saying? I'm saying that regardless of how bad things may seem right now, how bleak they may seem right now, how depleting they appear right now, I can see the other side of this. I can see myself recovering from this. I can see myself getting up from this. I can see myself in my future and things are better. I want you to start fortifying yourself, and I want you to start building yourself up on what you can see, what you can see in the spirit, what you can see during your time of prayer and meditation. What are you seeing? What is the Holy Spirit ministering to you? I can see. I can see, not with my natural eyes. No, but with my spiritual eyes, I can see with my faith. I can see, I believe. So when we start talking about I can see through the lens of my faith, I am literally saying, I believe. Yes, I've got some news looking at me in this current moment, but I believe. Yes, there are some things that are breaking out in my life negatively in this current moment. But I believe. I want you to reacquaint yourself with your faith. Build yourself up. The more that we live, the longer that we live, the more we experience and encounter, there will always be things present to take your focus from the word of the Lord released over your life. But I want to share with you that the devil is a liar. I want you to declare that with me right now. The devil is a liar. Any voice of satanic influence and satanic motivation is a lie. It is a deception. It is there to deceive. It is there to distract. It is there to put off kilter. It is there to knock you off of your balance. It is there to divert your focus and your attention. The devil is a liar. I believe. I believe that things are going to be better. I believe that things are going to turn in my favor. I believe. I believe that better is on the horizon. I believe that more is coming. I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe. Your faith must be strengthened in this hour. Your faith must be stronger than the eyes that you are looking out of right now. Currently, it may seem very disheartening. Currently, the news may be just unbearable. Currently, it may look like I don't have the resources. Currently, it just looks like I'm going to lose. I'm falling to pieces. But as I encouraged someone earlier today, I encourage you that are a part of this prayer partnership tonight, build up, reassert yourself in the word. Keep playing the word of God in your spirit, the word of the Lord, until your faith accepts the word as its reality. I refuse to live in the reality of my sight. I refuse to live in the reality of my humanity. I am living the reality of my faith, and it will not be long before the world around me, the world that is around me, begins to transform and become what I'm believing for. Every no will become a yes, and every yes that is not good for me will become a no. Every door that has been locked will open up, and every door that will lead to my destruction will close up. Every opportunity that is fruitful and lucrative and meant for me, I'm going to excel in. But every opportunity that is a detriment to the future that God has promised me, those opportunities will dissipate before me, before my eyes. I will go into no season that will waste my time. I will go into no season that will not appreciate my gift. I will go into no season that will take advantage of or use or prostitute my anointing. I'm going into seasons that will benefit. I'm going into seasons that will launch. I'm going into seasons that will be lucrative. I'm going into seasons that will please God. I'm going into seasons that will manifest His will for my life. I will not be a waste. I will not live a waste. I will live as God has commanded. I'm seeing beyond this moment. This moment is but temporary. This moment is but temporary. This will not last. This will not stand forever. This moment is but temporary. I'm seeing beyond this moment. I'm seeing my life beyond this moment. This moment will not swallow me up. This moment will not defeat me. This moment will not destroy me. This moment will not kill me. This moment will not deplete me. This moment will not drain me. This moment will not cause me to forget His promise to me. This moment is temporary. I'm seeing beyond this moment. I see success. I see turnaround. I see good news. I see myself being established. I see myself making purchase. I see myself coming into my own. I see myself moving in such a strong identity. I see myself being well connected. I see myself being a philanthropist. I see myself. Oh, anybody in the prayer partnership tonight seeing? Are you seeing tonight? Are you seeing clear tonight? Are you seeing what God is saying concerning you tonight? Are you seeing? There are about 120 of us on tonight between the Zoom and the platform of our conference line. And I want to know, do I have some seers that's listening to me tonight? You can't be a seer and be seeing in the natural. You can't be a seer and accepting everything in the natural. No, I don't accept what is before me currently. I see beyond this moment. I know in this moment it looks like rejection and denial, but in the sight of faith, I see beyond this moment. I see acceptance. I see approvals. I see, come on with me, come with me. I see beyond this moment. I'm seeing beyond this moment. I see myself walking fearlessly into my God moment, my God season. I see myself walking without any kind of handicap, and I see myself moving without any prohibition. I see myself beyond this moment. Something greater is calling. Something more magnificent is calling. Something more fulfilling is calling. Something is calling me beyond this moment, and this moment is trying its best to suffocate me and to drown me out. But I see beyond this moment. Greater is on the way. Greater is on the horizon. Greater is here. Greater is here. Greater is here. Greater is he that is within me. And so when you are trying to see beyond the moment and you're saying to me, Bishop, I can't seem to see beyond the moment. I'm so wrapped up in what's going on now that I can't seem to see. How do you see beyond the moment, Bishop? Well, I'm here to tell you, if you're going to see beyond the moment, you're going to have to look to Jesus. The only, oh my God, I praise your name. I felt that down in the city of my soul. The only way to see beyond the moment is you got to see Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. He that comes to God must first believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Look to him. My eyes are lifted to the hills. From whence come my help? My help comes from the Lord. I'm looking to him who created the heaven and the earth. He won't suffer my foot to be moved. I'm seeing beyond the moment because I'm looking to Jesus. I'm seeing beyond the moment because I'm looking to the source of my strength. I'm looking to him. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we have been looking in every place but the right place. We have been looking to places that have promised us things and have guaranteed us things, but they did not have the capacity, the wherewithal to get the things to us that they were promising. And as a result of it, we got discouraged and thought it would never happen. But do you not understand that God knows how to put a stranger in your path, someone you have never met, someone who doesn't even know who you are, or they don't even know anyone who is connected to you? But for some reason, God will allow them laying eyes on you, perhaps for the first time, to quicken their heart and to cause them to move in an executive decision where it concerns you, because God is in charge of the moment. It is not people who make promises. It is not people who say they love us. It is not people who are related to us. It's not our connections. It's not who we think we know. That's not who's in charge of the moment. It is God. And that's what God had to bring me to this revelation earlier today. Ladies and gentlemen, hear me tonight. God had to bring me to this revelation earlier today. He said, son, see beyond the moment. I'm in charge of the moment. I am the moment. Glory to God. And I had to say, yes, Lord, everything that's happening is happening on purpose. Everything that's happening is happening intentionally. I am the moment. Even your discouragement and your disappointment and the things that let you down, I'm behind all of it, because you thought that your next level was coming through that door, that avenue, that connection. And God says, I'm in charge of the moment. I am the moment. I am the one that you're to look to. And so I've got a way of raising up, oh, glory to God. I got a way of raising up the people that you don't even think are looking toward you or looking your direction. I've got a way that's mighty sweet. I want you to lift your hands and your voices right now and begin to worship and honor God, because he says, I am the moment. I don't just give moments. I am the moment. I am the moment. And the only way you're going to see time is you're going to have to see me. The only way you're going to be able to understand what's going on and what's happening, you're going to have to look to me. And somebody tonight is being lifted. Somebody tonight is being encouraged. Somebody tonight is being built up because you're looking to him. He is the one. He is the reason. He is the answer. He is the moment. He is the decision. He is the judgment. He is time. He is eternal. He is everlasting. He is the Ancient of Days. It is in him that we live, move, and have our being. If you're gonna believe, you gotta first believe that he is. He is. He is. And that he is a rewarder. He's not a reward. And that's the problem. The problem is you're looking for the rewarder without looking for him. You can't look for the reward and not look for the rewarder. He is. You gotta look to him. And when you seek him, all the other stuff will be added to you. You don't get that until you see him. I see him. He is. He is. And that's what we got to do in this next hour of our lives. We got to look to him. And I'm not being insensitive to anything that's happening politically and anything that's happening globally in our world. But what I am saying to you all is, if we are shaken easily by the things that are going on around us, things that are man-made and man-orchestrated, if we are shaken by that stuff, then we don't qualify to be the people of faith. But when we look to him, woo, in the midst of everything that's going on, I see him. I see him. I see him. And because I see him, I see the direction. Do you know that the children of Israel, oh Lord, I got to pray for you. My time is gone. The children of Israel were led through that wilderness because guess what? Oh, you thought it was Moses? No. Moses even needed him. Hear me. How were they led, Bishop? A pillar of fire by night and a cloud by day. As long as they looked up to him, they found their way. As long as they looked up to him, he provided for them a path. Look to him. Look to him. I'm seeing beyond this moment. This is not my end. I want you to declare that with me tonight, and we're going to pray. I want you to declare it with me right now. This is not my end. Come on. This is not my end. That's right. Declare it. This is not my end. This is not my conclusion. This is not where I stop. This is not where I finish. This is not the conclusion of my story. This is not my end. I'm looking to him. Glory to God. And he will escort me safely into my next chapter. My God, safely into my next season, safely into my next deliverance. I want you to see beyond this moment. I'm praying for you. I'm thanking God for you. And I want you to know you will arrive. I want you to know that you will get to the promise of God because he doesn't lie. He's never lied, and he has not lied, and he will not lie. And so I want you to know that the promises of God are yet yea and amen. I want to pray with you tonight. I want to thank God for those of you who have submitted. I have a praise report from Justin Mack. He said, had my colonoscopy surgery last Thursday, and everything came out all right, and I'm feeling much better. We're praising God for you, Justin Mack, and our prayers are yet going to those that have submitted your prayer requests. I'm going to continue to place your prayer requests upon my altar. Glenda Robinson, Latoya Nugent, Verna Simmons, Elder Barbara Payne, Rosalinda Archbold, Robert and Tara Sorrells, Redonia Johnson, Deborah Schuler, Nyasha Cooper, Pauline Evans, Letitia Williams, Celeste Johnson, Shelley Watson, Harriet Shelby, Alana Lewis, Sharima Abdullah, Janet Durbin, Jaina Thompson, Johnny Stafford, Sandra Morris, Mary Silvers, Diane Everett, Shanika Muniz, Chanel Kelly, Derek Dominic, Bertha Hughes, Denise Bryant Brooks, Shaquana Johnson, Kikamon Rockmore, Jake Langley, Tamika Russell, Evangelist Kimberly Tate, Elaine Witherspoon, Martin Merced, Kimberly Wright, Michelle Tarua, Annette West, Lorraine Williams. We're going to continue to pray each for each and every one of those of you who have submitted your prayer requests. And I believe that God will do. As you continue to look up and as you continue to look to Him, have faith in God. That's what I want to tell you tonight. Have faith in God. Let's pray together as a collective. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we appreciate you so much. We thank you for your goodness and for your mercy, for your love and for your kindness. I thank you for these that are connected to a prophetic prayer partnership. I thank you for the saints of the Most High who have, oh God, committed their time, their Monday nights to this time of prayer, this time of impartation, this time of faith. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would begin to strengthen us right where we are, strengthen us where we are weak, and build us where we are torn down. Every place where we have incurred some level of breakage and some level of disappointment, some level of trauma, some level, oh God, where the enemy has broken us down into a place of fear or even a place of doubt, a place of terror, a place of anxiety. Father, you are all the medicinal that we need in many cases of our lives. I'm praying, God, that you begin to minister to the traumatized spaces in each of our lives, things that we have been able to communicate and articulate, but then there are things, oh God, that we've not been able to articulate clearly. But Lord, you've been right there. You've been a bridge over troubled water. You have been a shelter in the time of storm. You have been a rock in a weary land. You have been the answer for every question. You have been, oh God, for us all that we have needed. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we say thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise. We praise you, oh God, because this is just the beginning. We trust, oh God, that you are going to do the miraculous. You're going to work a wonder in our lives. We thank you because if we can just hold on through the dark times that you are developing and creating and curating, and you are bringing your word to pass. Father, help us to know that darkness is not an intimidating factor to you, but that you, oh God, have ability to create something out of nothing. Help us to know that out of the darkness comes your greatest masterpiece. Out of dark places comes your clearest picture. Out of dark places comes your will to be manifested and performed. Father, I thank you that down in us, where there resides doubt and where there resides uncertainty, you are able to bring healing, power, deliverance, breakthrough. We thank you for it right now. We are praying, oh God, that breakthrough begins to burst forth in our lives. Let there be a bursting forth in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to withhold our complaints, to withhold our murmurings, and help us to express and to exuberantly express our worship and our praise in all moments. For the psalmist declared, we will bless you at all times. Your praise will continually be in our mouths. Father, help us to give you glory despite what it is that we're looking at, despite what it is that's being told to us in current moments. For Father, you have the ability to turn life completely around with the passing of each new moment. You can do absolutely anything. Nothing is too difficult for you. Nothing is impossible for you. You are God. Beside you, there is no other. Work this out for your people, O Lord. I thank you. I thank you that you are upholding. I thank you that you are keeping us together. together when there are those who feel as though they're on the brink and on the verge of falling apart. It is you who is keeping us together. You're keeping our minds in perfect peace. We thank you for the peace that surpasses understanding. Thank you that our minds will be at ease and will be at rest. I thank you that you will cause your people to survive some of the worst moments that they have ever faced in their lives. But you have built us strong. You've built and made us durable, where we'll be able to survive. We'll be able to win. We'll be able to overcome. We'll be able to achieve. We thank you for the ability to achieve and to accomplish, to complete. My God, to see every goal through. I thank you that even now, every vision will come to pass. I thank you that you will give our hands ability to construct and to build. I thank you that every place where there has been breakages and where there has been desolation and where there has been ruin, you're giving us an ability to repair and also to restore. Thank you that you are raising up builders in this hour, builders of the home, builders of family, builders of finance, builders of community, builders of ministry, builders of business. Thank you for the builder's anointing. Thank you for vision, vision, casting vision, being able to articulate vision, being able to comprehend vision. Thank you that what you have given to us will not fall to the ground. Thank you that what you have given to us will not fail. My God, you are the God who causes things to work, causes things to succeed, and there is no failure in you. We stand firmly, we stand confidently on your word, knowing that there is no failure in anything that you have said. And not only that, but that you would cover us, my God. Cover us as we go forward. Cover us as we launch out. Cover us as we do your will. Cover us as we forge forward without any hesitation. Cover us, cover, 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 cover and shield us from the fiery darts of the enemy. Cover and shield us from the spirit of lunacy and from the spirit, my God, of insanity. Thank you that we will not lose our minds in this. You are working a work of wonder, and we will be covered. We declare coverage not only for us, but for those directly connected to us and even indirectly connected to us. Father, you know all things. Provide your covering, covering over certain regions and communities while the spirit of rage and while the spirit of anger is breaking out in the land and while riots are breaking out in the land and civil war begins to spark up. I thank you that there's coverage in the region and that the angels will stand guard over our communities and will beat back the forces of hell. We thank you that even now, there is protection. Even now, there is coverage. Even now, you are our refuge. You are our strength. You're a present help in the time of trouble. Thank you for being our God. And thank you for being our point of optimism. Thank you for being our place where we see and see clearly. Thank you for providing for us clarity. Yay, and precision. We thank you for it even now. We give you glory, honor, and praise for this prayer tonight, this partnership tonight. We say continue to have your way over each and every individual. You get the glory, you get the honor, and you get the praise. In Jesus' name, thank God and amen. Come now and let's bless the Lord together. Let's lift up the name of the Lord together. Let's honor him. Let's praise him. Let's give him glory. Everybody, everywhere on the conference line, on the Zoom platform, lift up the name of the Lord. Praise his name tonight, and not only tonight, but forever. His name be praised. We give glory to God. We give honor unto his name. He's a wonderful Savior, mighty God. We praise his name tonight and forevermore. Praise God, praise God. Listen, people of God, as we are ready to disconnect tonight from our call, let us not forget that God is, yes, he is. He is the moment. He is time. He is eternal. Look to him. You're coming to God, you must believe. Our faith must be strong, stronger than ever before. And while there are many things that will happen to offset our faith, stand firm in the faith, stay in the faith. God has not failed. He knows what he's doing. He's not trying to figure anything out. It's already been figured out. It's already been worked out. So I want you to live this week in confidence. I want you to live this week in a blessed assurance. Not just this week, but for the rest of your days. Live as a man, live as a woman of faith. I'm standing on the word of God. I'm standing on what God spoke to my spirit. I'm trusting that. And no amount of opinions is going to make me waver from what I know God told me. And at the end of the day, it will be just what God told me through his word. See beyond this moment. Because while this moment may look like one thing, let me tell you what will happen in the next moment. Things will be turned all the way around, and everybody that was looking at you in the previous moment will be stuck with egg on their face, because no one can deny when the hand of God is upon a situation. His hand is upon your life. His word is over you. And guess what? No weapon formed against you and his word over you will be able to prosper. You'll look right at the weapon. It can be formed, but I assure you that weapon will have no effect because it cannot prosper. And that is the word of the Lord unto you. Well, I'm looking so forward to doing some more ministry this week. Would that you would pray for me. I will indeed be looking so forward to being in Atlanta, Georgia, just this coming Wednesday. And I want those of you that live in and around the area, join me this coming Wednesday. If you want to know exactly where I'll be, text the word itinerary to 855-247-4676. That's right, the word itinerary. Text it to the number 855-247-4676. Get the location. I'd love to be able to meet you and to shake your hand and to let you know how much I appreciate you being a part of our prophetic prayer partnership every Monday night. This has been another amazing session, and I pray that it has been helpful and encouraging to you. Good night, everybody. God bless.